This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Glad to be back. Seem loud. I feel like I'm loud. Am I loud, Ben? Must not be. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. While we were, you know, over the weekend and while I was away and everything else, we had a multi-block neighborhood in North Milwaukee that erupted in rioting, looting, and arson after minority residents affiliated with Black Lives Matter used the death of an armed violent criminal to justify a crime spree. The rioting, looting, and arson followed the officer-involved shooting death of 23-year-old gang-affiliated felon named Sylvile K. Smith. Smith did what you should never do, ever, no matter what color you are, no matter what color the cop is. Smith turned towards a black police officer with a stolen gun in his hand. He was shot. He was fatally shot for this. Criminals who rioted in Milwaukee won't get another chance to wage war against civil society without a fight, however, because Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker activated the National Guard to help police should further rioting erupt in the predominantly black Milwaukee neighborhood where police killed this armed suspect. Okay. Let me go on with the narrative, shall I? And then I'll erupt in my own little thing. The Sherman Park neighborhood, which has a reputation for poverty and crime, appeared calm hours after businesses were burned, cars set ablaze, and gunshots fired overnight by demonstrators angered by the police killing. 17 people were arrested in the disturbances, Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn said. 4 police officers were treated for injuries and released from hospitals. Chief Walker said the guard would be in position to aid local law enforcement upon request. That response was 24 hours late. Now, one of the terrifying realities of an interconnected digital age is that radicals can easily and quickly organize a flash riot. They can use Twitter, Facebook, all this other stuff. They can use this text messaging. All of this for instantaneous communications across all, and mass communications in some cases. They can descend on an area with little or no warning in large numbers, commit significant felony acts in a short amount of time, and then disappear before law enforcement can mount a significant response. This new reality means that wherever you are, this leaves you in a position where virtually any urban or suburban neighborhood community can find itself turned into a flashpoint for a riot within hours before local authorities have the opportunity to recognize the escalating threat, much less mobilize, equip, and deploy their forces in any sort of effective manner. So now more than ever, you may find yourself and your neighbors forced to band together and defend your homes and businesses and lives, just as the Korean shopkeepers famously did the 1992 Los Angeles riots, and residents and storekeepers and oath keepers did in Ferguson in 2014. Now, might not come as a surprise to you, but the best firearm suited for this kind of defensive action is going to be the same firearm that the anti-gun Democrats feverishly attempt to ban every other day, every other moment. And yes, we're talking about the AR-15. This would be among the most effective possible firearms against this murderous, arson-minded rioters in suburban and urban situations. Different ways you can set this up. I mean, it can be as easy as, the Embus sights that you buy, or the steel sights they may come with, or whatever. Or you can put a low-powered variable scope, a red dot scope, whatever you want to put on there. You can put a flashlight on there if you want to be able to identify your target in the dark. And, of course, then there's those 30-round standard magazines. A law-abiding citizen is then well-equipped to take on a mob, primarily armed with handguns and impact weapons and Molotov cocktails. The same general rules of engagement apply during riots as they would at any other time. You may not use deadly force upon another human being unless they pose an imminent deadly force threat to you or a third party. That noted, the willingness of these rioters to use deadly force is unquestioned. They have fired shots at police and citizens, and they have shown that they are willing to torch buildings with little or no thought to the lives inside those structures. This creates a plausible scenario where a citizen sees rioters about to put lives at risk up to several blocks away, justifying a much longer than normal third-party self-defense shot of dozens to hundreds of yards. If you do not yet own a quality AR-15 or similar rifle with a good low-powered scope or a red dot optic, a decent weapon mount of light, other required accoutrements, and the training to use these carbines for the defense of your family and community, good. This is the time to buy one. The market is a flood of these things. But you need to do it now. You need to do it while you can take the time to, acclimate to the way the weapon functions. And, hey, look, the weapon is going to function. You need to be at a sixth grade level in order to manipulate this weapon. It isn't rocket science. It does take a bit of a learning curve, but it's nothing that nobody can, or it's nothing that I couldn't teach anybody out there in a matter of just a little bit of time. The shooting and the training and the shooting and movement and all that other stuff, that comes along the way, but actually being able to function, make the weapon function, clear stoppages and everything, very, very, very easily taught. Now, why do I make it sound like the end is near? Well, that's because, I never have thought about this flash point that is now being used. Text messaging, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, all of this stuff, Instagram, all this stuff is used as messaging. And these guys can, if something happens in your general locale, you can be sitting there looking out your window saying, well, time for another cup of coffee before I go to bed, which I do all the time, which is sort of convoluted. And then you look down and you're pouring your Stivvy or your Splendor or whatever, and you're stirring it up and you look out there and mob. And then what are you going to do? You got to be ready to defend. Now, if a mob turns up in my neighborhood, well, okay, that was poor planning on your part. But that's neither here nor there. If you don't have one, go get one. The AR-15 right now, it's a glut on the market. I mean, you can find these things for $500-$600. And I've got something to help you with that if that comes along. If that doesn't work out to your liking. Coming soon. Let's talk, when we get back, we're going to talk about the Libertarian vice presidential candidate. Libertarian Party, remember that part of it. We'll be right back.
Alzheimer's life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. This is Walking Motion. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. items, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, we were doing the first segment as I'm talking about getting AR-15. For those of you who are looking to maybe upgrade it, or you're looking to build it and get some quality parts for it, I have a new sponsor for you. Here's a piece of theirs that just got to me. I have a complete upper from a company called Bootleg Inc. You'll be hearing more and more about them in the coming days and weeks and year. Bootleg Inc. is a sister company to Primary Weapon Systems. This comes with a high pedigree. These are very high-quality parts. Check them out, Bootleg Inc. Now then, let me get back to where I was at. Because now we're going to talk about Bill Weld, William Weld. He was being interviewed the other day. The libertarian. Libertarian. Now, libertarian means that everything goes. Unless you're the Bill Weld, the libertarian vice presidential candidate. Because he's got an issue or two. He is the former Republican governor of Massachusetts. And he was selected to be Gary Johnson's running mate on the libertarian ticket. Because, well, Gary Johnson tried to run as a Republican and got stomped. Not this time around, but he has before. And he made one of the most mind-blowingly stupid comments that, you know, he was on, he had a 16-minute, 50-second, or he had a 16-minute interview, or 16 minutes and 50 seconds into an interview with Revolt TV. Weld dropped this stunning statement. The five-shot rifle, that's a standard military rifle. The problem is if you attach a clip to it so it can fire more shells, and if you remove the pin so that it becomes an automatic weapon, and these are independent criminal offenses, that's when they become essentially a weapon of mass destruction. The problem with handguns probably is even worse than the problem of the AR-15. Obviously, Mr. Weld is should be on medication or something. It's actually sort of impressive that he was able to pack that much stupidity into a disjointed series of utter lies. So let's pull this one apart, shall we? And so that you and I can both appreciate Mr. Weld's statement for all of its moronic glory. The five-shot rifle, that's a standard military rifle. Well, yeah, back in 1903, the last five-shot rifle issued to the United States military was as a standard military rifle was the 1903 Springfield, adopted more than a century ago and phased out when the semi-automatic M1 Garand was standardized in January 9, 1936, 9.5 years before the 71-year-old Weld was born. So, never in his lifetime. Then he says the problem is if you attach a clip to it. Now, the M1 Garand was a clip-fed rifle issued to American soldiers. You didn't attach the clip to it. You stuck the clip in it. Now, put the bullets in it. No modern military firearms and very few revolvers are clip-fed. Nowadays, they all use something new and exciting called a magazine. And, you know, with an AR-15, while you can attach a great many things to them, typically you wouldn't want to attach a clip to them. You know, because why? I mean, the only thing extra I'm going to attach to this lower down here is going to be a beer opener, bottle opener. And if it had a clip, I wouldn't be putting it on it. I'd be putting it in it. And, you know, so it can fire more shells. Shells are what you have left over. You have empty brass shells. Cartridges, or more colloquially, bullets, is what they're firing. Shells are a term for either shotgun cartridges or hollowed-out explosive-filled ammunition used by artillery. The stupidity is simply awkward. And then he says, and if you remove the pin so that it becomes an automatic weapon, um, What pin? There aren't. What pin are we talking about here? Now, with, you know, a frag grenade or a smoke grenade or any of the grenades, you can remove the pin from that, and it becomes quite lively then. But the very special Mr. Weld seems to think that a five-shot bolt-action rifle from World War I can be turned into a machine gun by affixing an obsolete ammunition holding device to it and removing a pin. Mr. Weld seems to be under the impression that all guns are equipped with the magic metal pin that, if removed, will turn them into a runaway engine of death. I wish I was kidding about this, but unfortunately I'm not. So what do you get when you put all of this together, Bill? The five-shot rifle, that's a standard military rifle. The problem is if you attach a clip to it so it can fire more shells, and if you remove the pin so it becomes an automatic weapon, and those are independent criminal offenses, that is when they become essentially a weapon of mass destruction. So like the Mosin Nagant, we could attach some clips to it, put a grenade pin on it, and then it would turn into a chemical, biological, or radioactive weapon capable of causing widespread death and destruction. Perhaps he and Gary Johnson have been sharing the bong. Pass the bong, Gary. Sadly, after dumping on common rifles in such a mind-numbingly stupid way, showing that he knows less about guns than virtually any politician in the United States today, which is saying an awful lot, he then goes on to attack handguns. The problem with handguns probably is even worse than the problem with AR-15s. And then he went on to state his very anti-libertarian belief that he believed people arbitrarily placed on lists by government without due process should be stripped of their core constitutional rights without due process. Now, I know that I, as a Trump supporter, it's been called into question about my sanity, my, you know, am I this, am I that? You know, libertarians, did you guys know what you were getting when you got Gary Johnson, who then went on to pick William Weld? Libertarian? That's right up there with being anarchist, where you can have a Mad Max world, and yet you got this cat who wants to be one heartbeat away from it all. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out. He has the snowball chance in hell, so, you know, why not? We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Lunden. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right. We're coming to you live from the
Second Call Defense.
Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There is a publication called Imprimis, or Imprimis, I-M-P-R-I-M-I-S. And the July-August issue has an excellent article by Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt on the next Supreme Court justice, in which he discusses important cases and issues that will be decided by the Supreme Court. One important issue that is going to come up soon, I mean like in the next couple of years or so, that's soon in Supreme Court lingo, is whether the Second Amendment protects the right to carry a concealed firearm outside your home. You may be asking why after the Heller decision and the McDonald decision that has to come up. Well, that's because on June 9th of 2016, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in a 7-4 vote ruled in Peruta versus San Diego that the Second Amendment does not protect the right to carry a concealed firearm. California has a law that requires an applicant for a concealed weapons permit to show good cause to the sheriff of the county, you see. So good cause is the law of the land, or so thinks the Ninth Circuit Court. Now, that is not necessarily the way it has been resolved in other places. And that's where you get this problem. Now, according to seven federal judges stating that you need a firearm for self-defense is not enough. You have to provide a specific fear or particularized reason. This means you have to identify someone threatening you, or that your job is risky, or that you live in a dangerous neighborhood. And, of course, if you know that someone is out to harm or kill you, if that's becoming a worry of yours, by the time you fill out the application and obtain a gun, it may be too late to protect yourself. Some states, like Pennsylvania, have constitutions that say the state shall issue a permit provided the applicant has not been convicted of certain crimes. Other states, such as California, require the applicant to have good cause as defined by the state. The ruling by the Ninth Circuit will be a green light to states that wish to pass laws restricting and regulating the possession and carrying of firearms. It will allow states to prohibit certain firearms, how many firearms one can possess, and how many can carry a firearm outside the home. This will also cause more litigation, because if some states suddenly flip-flops, like Georgia, were to suddenly flip-flop on this, then of course everybody there is going to become ex post facto, because it's been long for quite some time to where you can carry it. They would challenge it, and then that gets taken up by a different circuit court of appeals. And then you have dueling decisions out there in the wonderland of America. California law is especially onerous because one is not allowed to carry a weapon outside the home, concealed or not concealed, without a permit. So how do you defend yourself outside the home? Is it good cause to request a permit because you're fearful of Muslim terrorism at a nightclub, marathon restaurant, or at work? Marathon race, that is. The bottom line is you cannot defend yourself once you leave your house. If Peruta or a similar case is appealed to a Hillary Supreme Court, you can bet the price of a Hillary speech, which is about $500,000, that the Hillary court will approve any and all regulations by the states, cities, and counties. So they're not looking to do it on a federal level. They know they can let states happen. That's why Bloomberg is spending so much money in states. They know states can happen, and that can be sort of problematic for us. Your rights to possess and carry firearms will depend to a large extent on the laws and constitutions of the state in which you reside. The Second Amendment will be viewed as protecting a general right subject to whatever restrictions your state, city, or county decides. Not as a civil right. So that means, now here's the thing about this. Here's the thing about this. And Black America, listen to me about this. If they can decide that this civil right can be subjugated to whatever the state, city, or county decides, what about all this other stuff? Huh, Black America? What about all this stuff, other stuff, ladies? What about all of these? Hey, what about abortion? How come the state, city, or county cannot decide that abortion is no longer allowed? Huh? This is what this is setting up. The Second Amendment was recognized by the founders as a, you know, God-given right when you were born, the right to self-defense. You know, we don't have to sit here and take what a tyrannical government would have to, what they'd be dishing out to us. We don't have to take it. We can fight back if we want to. They're saying that that is not what the Second Amendment does. They're saying that the Second Amendment protects a general right, but that right is subject to whatever your state, your county, or city decides you can and can't do with it. So what's happening in New Jersey could happen all over the place. It already happens to an extent all over the place now. Try driving through Maryland with an out-of-state tag, right, that's yours. They'll run the tag. They'll find out you have a permit. They'll stop you. They have done this before. They will stop you, and then they will pull your car apart. They'll ask you, where's the gun? Now, if you're dumb enough to be traveling with a gun in the car through Maryland, I'm not... Let me rephrase that. If you're not aware of the fact that you shouldn't be driving through Maryland with a gun in your car because they're going to give you all of this grief, that's pretty dumb. So if you're going to do that, guess what? The right is not the same in Maryland. Wherever you came from, wherever you're going, going to be much better. You got to get through Maryland without getting pulled over. I'll never drive through Maryland, ever, ever. I've got people that I know in Maryland that I'd like to go meet. Reverend Ken Blanchard is in Maryland. I would love to meet Ken Blanchard face to face. Never going to go there. Never going to go there. So what we're about to have is a Hillary Clinton Supreme Court is not going to uphold the Bill of Rights. She doesn't want to uphold the First Amendment. She doesn't want to uphold the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth. She doesn't want to uphold any of that stuff. She thinks that she would be in charge, and by some fluke, for some reason, because she's not qualified to do anything. That's true. In the chat room, Moscow says when the Constitution was written, there were no states. There were 13 independent countries. That's right. Constitution was written to unify us to a degree. So that's why we got to get out. We got to go vote. Sorry, folks. Some of you don't like to vote. You don't like to be on lists. Guess what? You'll be on all kinds of lists in the Hillary regime. And no, it won't be okay. It won't be okay because Hillary will appoint probably 4 Supreme Court justices, as would Donald Trump if he's president. I would rather take my chances with Trump. Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, well, you'll be able to smoke all the dope you want, but you won't be able to have a gun. That's their version of libertarianism, which is very imaginative when you think about it. When we get back, we're going to go Potemkin again on Miss Clinton. More and more things are being said about this. Let's say some more about it when we get back. Politicians. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Self-defense. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, the election is still weeks away, but you wouldn't know it from the various mainstream media toadies out mugging each other on TV, crowing that Hillary Clinton has already been elected queen of the universe. Because the polls prove it, you know, science. She blinded me with science. Now, are these clumsy moves on a chessboard, or wishful thinking pushed to delusional levels, or smoke and mirrors, or all of the above? Suppose, for the sake of argument, that Hillary Clinton loses the election. Where does she go then? Well, frankly, nowhere. She's not going to be asked to be in Trump's. She wouldn't be in his administration. She will not run for office again for the simple reason that the party will be only too happy to forget all about the Clintons and would refuse to support pantsuit for any elected office, not even the town clerk in Yonkers. No matter what the mainstream clowns tell you, Clinton is a lipstick on a pig candidate. Any other Democrat, never mind Republican, with such a pathetic resume would never even be considered as the party's standard bearer. Any other Democrat would have been slapped silly by the FBI, by FBI Director Comey, and off to jail in an orange pants suit. So were she to lose the election, pantsuit would have to settle then for hard cash. The tons of it flowing into the slush fund known as the Clinton Foundation would then be used to support a lifestyle of the rich and famous. Lifestyles of the rich and famous for the would-be queen of the universe and her elderly consort, who is nearing decrepitude. On second thought, though, maybe not. Who, after all, would be foolish enough to continue kicking in big bucks so Pantsuit could gallivant around the world with Bubba in tow to sample more nubile assistance? The pay-for-play option, including Bill's hefty speaking fees, would vanish 5 minutes after Trump is declared president. Clinton would then probably move their slush fund to a bank in the Caymans, close down the foundation, fire the poor suckers who believed in her and helped run it, and then retire to a life of leisure in Belize or some such place. The IRS wouldn't bother hassling with them down there. Too busy Lois Lernering applications from conservative nonprofits to care about these two. For a lot of us, retiring in Belize would be a very attractive prospect. It's a beautiful country, only a short flight from Miami, a good place to get lost and sink into a life of anonymity, comparatively cheaply. Of course, Bubba could entertain the local talent to his heart's content until it gave out, that is, you know. Viagra is a, it is the canary in the coal mine for heart disease. And I think Bubba has already had, he's already had some open heart surgery. If he's still taking that, you know, problems still happen in there. After so many years of hogging the spotlight, anonymity would be the kiss of death for the Clintons. No more sycophantic screeds in the pages of the New York Times. No more softball interviews on CNN, MSNBC, or 60 Minutes. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama would likely not invite the former White House occupants to the opening of his presidential library. So, all of this dust being kicked up by the MSM amounts to a sort of Potemkin village, the facade, the facade the Soviets developed back in the 30s to deceive outsiders into believing that life in the workers' paradise was just grand. It should come as no surprise to you to see the Democratic Party borrowing from the Soviet propaganda tool chest. Now, will it work? That depends. The Trump campaign should counter by pointing out the obvious again and again and again and again, pounding the point, pound, pound, pound. Clinton is a phony, always has been a phony, never done anything. She's never done anything. There is no there there. It's all smoke. It's all mirrors and smoke. She's being propped up and held up in the air by the machine known as the mainstream media, now aided and abetted by pollsters spinning their statistical wheels until the right answer is cooked up. In a few weeks, we'll have the obligatory debates. The deck will be stacked just as it was against Romney. Trump can avoid being Candy Crowley by going on the offense if any moderator shows the slightest partiality. He should ignore the rules and take charge and even try his famous line, "Megyn Kelly, you're fired." How to handle Clinton? Well, her policy proposals that she has made so far, foreign as well as domestic, are stupid. They're absurd. The Donald should borrow a tactic Joe Biden's used successfully against Paul Ryan. Every time she answers, laugh out loud. Laugh out loud everything she coughs up. Her candidacy is a bad joke and should not be taken seriously. Bro, I feel bad for all of the Bernie Sanders believers because they believed here was something. Here was this guy who was going to come out here. Now, for the wrong reason. For the wrong reason, they believed it. But, I mean, welcome to reality. Welcome to reality. You, your guy, never had a chance because the Democratic Party decided it was going to be Hillary, even after they decided the last time it wasn't going to be Hillary. And then to those Republican cabals directly or indirectly helping Clinton with this never Trump noise, counting on a better shot in 2020. You're crazy. You're delusional. You're not thinking right here. This Pantsuit will not throw anything your way. There will be no tit for tat at all. The billets of her administration have already been filled. There's nothing there for you. Wise up before it gets to be too late for you. After this is done, and I'll tell you, there's a whole bunch of things that make a Trump presidency very, very attractive to me. For all of you out there that think Karl Rove is the architect and you look at him like I do as Dr. Evil, hello. Well, if Trump becomes president, Karl Rove will, he will fade into oblivion. As will Bill Kristol, as will Kevin Williamson, as will Glenn Beck, Mark Levin. I mean, all of you out there that listen here at Genesis Communications, guess who the top dogs will be? That'll be us. All of these heroes in the conservative punditry that are out there saying, it can't work. You know what? They're ignoring the constituency. Maybe it's because I'm not in that rarefied air that's easier for me to see the allure of a Donald Trump and say, I get it. I like it. But the other good thing that comes out of a Donald Trump presidency is no more Clintons. No more Clintons. This act that we've had all of this time, first Bill and then Hillary becomes, first she becomes a senator. Based upon what? Qualification. Then she became Secretary of State as a consolation to losing, to a nobody. Nobody knew who Barack Obama was. Same way it was with Bill Clinton when he came out of nowhere to beat Bush. So, the beauty of Trump, President Trump, is no more Clintons and no more of these liars on the conservative punditry to come your way, constantly trying to tell you what to think. 2020 may not ever happen. It may never happen. That's the way of life. We have right now what we can do. We got what's going on. We can do something about what's going on. We can make some calls. We can do some deciding. We can get out there. We can mobilize. We can take care of business. 2020, it'll be too late, especially for us, for people that want to, you know, have rights, who believe in defending ourselves. Hillary will do everything. She will think she's got a mandate. She'll get out there and say that in her acceptance speech. I got a mandate. Second Amendment, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of this. Let's roll to hour number two. Could we? Shall we? I think so. We'll be right back.
Square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.